The theme of our 60th reunion is Tune Every Heart. And with these three words, we are thrust into the realm of music. Music is incitement to love. Music is, as the poet Sidley Lanier has said, love in search of a word. Love is an affair of the heart. And Helen Keller said, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. The feeling heart is essential for sustaining our relationships, both old and new. You and I are created for connection with others. We are born hardwired for relationships, for nurturing bonds and communion with others, and with our world and with God. Our desire for connection is a search for love, instinctual at first, then intentional. Our lives are ongoing quests for mutual relationships, that promise both tender care of the persons we are at the moment and affirmation of the persons we shall become. Ours is a journey of the heart. A journey of the heart is perhaps the most common metaphor for the quest for enduring relationships. It is a metaphor that finds expression in music, as it does today, when we celebrate our journeys as students and alumni. If the wine of love is music, and the feast of love is song, celebration of our relationships today requires us to tune our hearts. What does it mean to tune a heart? I know what it is to tune a radio station to eliminate static. I understand I need to keep my automobile engine in tune so that it runs smoothly. I know what it is to tune a guitar or an orchestra or to sing in tune so that the music is harmonious. I imagine that tuning a heart includes all of these images so that there is clear reception and integration of its parts so that it runs smoothly and its utterances are harmonious and true. In addition, a well-tuned heart is open and receptive to the gift of affection. A well-tuned heart is eager to respond to the offer of love. A well-tuned heart makes possible a successful journey to find satisfactory relationships. We are remembering this weekend our undergraduate years, a time when, as one of today's song notes, age was young. During these years, we and others forged enduring friendships, the memories of which are captured in songs celebrating the grace of those years and the beauty of this university. In a few moments, we will remember by name those members of our class who have died in the previous 5 years. This is our recognition of relationships formed long ago and still strong today. The quiet readings are enhanced by song, making this a time of solemn celebration, not only of relationships formed in long ago days, but also those formed and reformed in more recent times, and always with the hope of close relationships yet to be discovered. Today we are celebrating the delight of affection given and received. As our music draws her mantle of memory around us, we affirm the lasting quality of our loves and friendships. Relationships endure through the arches of the years and beyond our times. Relationships fully expressed and totally known are central to the meaning of everlasting life and its joy in unity with others and with God, whose loving kindness, as today's psalm claims, is greater than the heavens, and whose faithfulness reaches to the clouds. The melody of memory invites the return of youth, and with it the affirmation of hope. Hope for us, our loved ones, and hope that the music of our lives will in time be woven into the chorus of another throng that shall breathe our song in years to come. Today, ours is a celebration of lives and loves changed, not ended, of lasting friendships, of mutual caring, and of steadfast support. Ours is a song of remembrance, and ours is also a song of hope. A song that is moonlight in the dark nights of life, a song that celebrates the harmony of life, a song that translates the rainbow of promise from seeing into hearing, a song that comes from hearts well-tuned and echoes softly like the rustle of leaves amidst the gaiety of our reunion.